We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And on that note, let's welcome in Rob Fitzgerald. Oh, Bobby Fitzgerald. Oh, it's Fitz. Fitz, I think you can imagine what we were talking about this morning and have been talking about since 6 a.m. Good morning.
Did the Warriors play a series of interesting games in Orlando and Charlotte or something?
The Giants. The best part, Fitz, you know. I mean, you worked in radio forever. The best part is the people on the text line and on the Twitch brought to you by Xfinity this morning who were saying, move on. Can we talk about the Giants rotation? No, we can't talk about the Giants rotation today. Come on. That was a huge weekend of Warriors basketball.
Well, I'll put it this way. Let's hope the Giants are nearly as interesting as the Warriors are this year. We didn't get much out of the Niners. I don't know about the Sharks. The A's don't sign anybody that matters. So the Dubs are the center of conversation, which is always a good thing.
Fitz, you're saying this Yamaguchi signing from the Blue Jays who had an 8.04 ERA doesn't move the needle?
I tell you what, until baseball gets a salary cap, it's like, wait a minute. Oh, the Dodgers just got all the best players, and Tampa Bay is, you know, got a $35 payroll. So, I mean, that's sort of the story of the league. So let's move to a different sport.
Before we get into the Draymond stuff, I want to ask you, because, like, you've been broadcasting for such a long time, and this is a question that I've had just as a viewer on my couch. There's the replay situation with Oubre where it looks like the ball gets tipped out of bounds, okay? They're on the road. It's COVID. I'm sure there are less camera people that are working the games. Like, what are the logistics on those challenges? Does Kerr have to look up to the scoreboard when he's watching it? Is there somebody in a suite kind of buzzing down? Because we know the NFL has something similar to that. What are the logistics of challenging a play like that? Is he just listening to the players, or do they have to wait for the actual in-house feed to go up onto the replay?
It's a really good question, and it varies. At Chase, we've got multiple, like, team monitors right behind the bench, and people literally looking at it in real time and looking at the replays. We can, you know, show them. Plus, if they look over at me, I usually tell them when to do it or not. No, that's not true.
But I would,
believe me, I would. On the road, you're kind of at the mercy of the opponent's Wi-Fi and different things like that. And so sometimes you get a real quick look and you can challenge, and sometimes you don't. And in the Charlotte game, they didn't, because the, you know, Steve talked about a post game. The question wasn't asked artfully, is you can't challenge a non-call. So if you're saying, hey, did P.J. Washington foul him? That wasn't called a foul, so you can't challenge that. But you could have challenged the ball was off of P.J. Washington, mm-hmm. which it was. I think what was ridiculous, unfortunately, is we're like, well, why didn't they challenge it? Why did three officials think Kelly Oubre jumped over the rim and threw the ball out of bounds by himself?
Right.
Like, come on. I mean, like, haven't we all seen enough basketball? Like, you go up, a guy challenges you at the rim, you either make the dunk most often, or the guy blocked it, which Washington did, so it's off of Washington's hand. It's Warrior ball out of bounds. So, I mean, that was a, and then, oh, you know, of course, because it's the basketball gods, Rozier hits a three.
Yeah. I mean, unreal.
I was just going to say that.
That was a huge play, yeah, and a huge blown call, but it wasn't the calls, you know, in terms of, you know, leaner on the jump ball. You know, Steve Kerr was trying to call a timeout when Wanamaker was doubled, but there's four other guys on the team that need to call that timeout. As soon as you see your point guard getting doubled by two tall guys, you got to call timeout there. None of them did, you know, and then you had the Draymond getting the two tees there, which you can't get two tees there. You just can't. You know, that hadn't been done in 20 years inside of 10 seconds that someone got double teed and ejected. So, you know, they're just mistakes, and you know, you're in the game without Steph, which is a miracle, and they're playing really good basketball overall for this month. But, you know, it's a tough loss that puts them right where they should be. Unfortunately, they're, you know, they're an 8 or a 7 seed in the West. That's who they are, and that's where they sit right now.
And, you know, Bob, you bring up the Steph thing, and you'd be, you know, does the pre and post with you, but he's off. And I was joking around. Like, I called him immediately. I'm like, tell me everything you know. When Steph goes out 10 seconds before the game's about to start, Bob Fitzgerald, your private show on your phone must have been buzzing. What is going on with Steph Curry? And you probably didn't even know because I'm listening and hanging on to every word, and you and Kalena are going back and forth. I mean, I was fearing the worst. Thank goodness it seems like he was just sick.
Yeah, he was sick. I mean, that's, you know, and I'm thinking good thoughts for Tuesday. But the other thing, too, with Steph, and you saw it in the Miami game as well as the Orlando game, is he's worn out. Yeah. You know, he's worn out right now. Is that he's the Energizer Bunny, but he's got 72 guys guarding him every single game. And he's running around, you know, 6 miles every game just to try to get open. So he had not missed a game all year. He'd had all these heavy usage, all these stress minutes. And he's never had this kind of defensive attention ever in his life because you either had Clay or Durant or other people around him. And so, there, you know, we have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and these guys becoming all-stars. I mean, Durant's missed like 14 games out of the 30 they've played.
Right.
You know, Steph's now missed one game because he was ill. On the back end of a back-to-back, you know, where you travel and get in at, you know, 2 in the morning and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully he'll be geared up for the Knicks game. I actually thought the back-to-back against the Pacers would be the game to kind of sit him if you needed to, but we'll see how this all plays out. But the bigger thing, hopefully, tomorrow is the return of tall people. Tired of the 11 games. Everybody wants to jump up and down about small ball. Screw small ball. It's, you know, everything in moderation here. Give me Mr. Wiseman and Mr. Looney back, and let's go back with tall people. That's when the game can be even more fun.
I got a quick one for you, Fitz, about the rest. I don't want you to ripple, but, you've been covering games for a long, long time. I've been going to Oracle Warriors games now for 6-7 years. And the one guy, when it comes to referees, everybody, I haven't heard one guy say, boy, that Mark Davis is a real good referee. Like, I've heard nobody say that. And the incompetence that happened those last 10 seconds. Now, we could get on Draymond Green, and that can't happen. But the jump ball fiasco, where he can't figure out who's jumping, P.J. Washington or LaMelo, just go to the monitor and go and fix it and figure it out. The incompetence of Mark Davis there late in the games, and we're seeing referees. They had a rough weekend in the NBA. J.J. Redick, we saw the Kawhi play last night. I don't know what to do about it, Fitz. I don't know what the NBA can do about some of these guys just kind of being lost out there in critical moments.
Well, I mean, what you've had, Bonte, in the last 5-6 years is a ton of crew chiefs retire. You know, it's like trees in a forest that all got old at the same time and all fell down. Is that you've lost 7-8 amazing, you know, Bob Delaney and Dick Bavetta and Joey Crawford and Danny Crawford. I mean, you've lost all this veteran talent. And so, you know, Mark Davis has done games in the finals, so he's, you know, theoretically one of the best in the league. But he was doing a game. Mark Lindsay's a good official. He was the number two. But the third guy, John Stanley, had called 23 games his whole life. You know, and that's how inexperienced the league is right now. And it'll get better. And, you know, I think the officiating, you know, it's way better than college. It's way better than Olympic, you know, and international officiating.
Right.
And they're doing the best job they can, and replay definitely helps it. That wasn't a poorly officiated game until the very end where I'm just a consistency guy. You know, if you're going to say that the Warriors didn't get a timeout and you have a jump ball, fine. Well, then when you have another jump ball, don't tell me that Hayward has it for this nanosecond and you award Charlotte the timeout. Like, come on now. Like, that's just have
a
jump ball between.
They did that right. Hayward, I mean, it was a makeup call, wasn't it, Fitz?
Keep it moving. So that's just the only wrinkle I would have had there that was a little frustrating.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it felt like a makeup call, right? Oh, we missed the first one. Well, we're going to get it this time and make sure we call it instantly.
Yeah, but in the end, it's, you know, it's you're leading by 10 on the road, just like the Orlando game. You're leading by 13 on the road. Is that, you know, this is when you don't have a Steph. This is when you don't have tall people in terms of rebounds and stuff like that. The Warriors, in their best scenario, are the 7th seed in the Western Conference. And they're sitting there right now as the 8th seed in the Western Conference. So, you know, and they're one of the, you know, the top 2-3 teams in opponents' field goal percentage defense. They're getting great play now out of Oubre and Wiggins. Pascal in year two still looks like an amazing, you know, bench player that can be a key part of where they're going. I mean, this year is all about where are they next year when Clay comes back, and hopefully Minnesota's pick and the Warriors' pick. And you start to say, well, if I had Pascal and Oubre and, I don't know, Jalen Suggs off the bench,
ooh,
you know, and then I've,
nice,
you know, I've got Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Draymond, and Wiseman as my starters, you know, now the Warriors are really back in business. So, you know, I love where this season has gone, and there's been some great comebacks, and there's been some rough losses. So, you know, nobody's going to have a 19-point comeback against the Heat and a 19-point comeback against the Lakers and a 22-point comeback against the Clippers. No team in the league will have those three skins on their resume, but now they've got two blown fourth-quarter leads that definitely hurt.
Yeah, and let's talk about those just a little bit more before we start spinning positive. We're talking with the voice of the Golden State Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area, Bob Fitzgerald. We all found it interesting that Steve Kerr was critical of Draymond on the other side of that one on Saturday night, right? Because usually he doesn't, like every great coach, defending your players. But Steve just said, hey, he crossed a line and he knows it. And I was making the comparison earlier, and Fitz, I know you know all Bay Area sports, about Madison Bumgarner, right? Dre and Madison, three World Series titles, three NBA championships. We love them to pieces. But I think it's also important to be critical, right, in order to continue to get the best out of that person moving forward. So, you know, how do we move forward with Draymond after a couple of tough end-of-the-game moments already this season?
Well, I think the thing, Kate, is you are also coaching the whole rest of your roster. So, you know, the beauty of Draymond is the energy and that he plays hot. And that's what makes him great, and that's why they've won three titles, and that's why he's been an all-star and defensive player of the year, and that's why he's organized the defense to an elite level, which has shocked everybody. It's because of him and how good he is and the intensity he plays with. Now, with that intensity comes the inability to calm it down sometimes. That just happens. And so you have to understand who he is, and that's part of the deal. But when, you know, a tee in the second quarter or an ill-timed tee in the third or something, that's one thing. Two tees when you're up 2 points with 10 seconds left cannot happen. And so that's where Steve said that's the crossing of the line, because what you've done now is put the whole rest of your roster in jeopardy, because you can't have a player do that at the detriment of the whole entire team. So Draymond knows that, and there was no yelling at him and everything. He took ownership of it in the locker room. He's a great leader. And so it's, you know, nobody's perfect. So this is one where, you know, I lost my mind and it cost us, and I own it, and you move on. So, and I don't think you need to say anything to him at all. He's super smart. He knows it, you know, yeah. And so that's that. But on balance, you're going to take 99% of the awesomeness because of that energy and live with the 1% of, damn, I wish some of these tees, you know, wouldn't happen at certain times.
Nah, no doubt, Fitz. No doubt about that. And I like what Kerr said after the game about that crossing the line there, because he had to be held accountable for that. He's the leader. Like, he's now in the Iguodala, Livingston, you know, David West role, while also being a star player in this league. And so for Steve Kerr to come out and say that, I think that will help, because, look, let's be honest, man. These next two games, they already lost to the Knicks a game. Draymond got ejected in. They lost to the Pacers with Sabonis and Turner, really beat them up in the post. These are some tough games here, and not to mention, on the backside, you play Charlotte at home. Then the last three against the Lakers, Blazers, and Phoenix on the road. This is tough sled for the Golden State Warriors here as they try to get to the break over 500.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You just hit on it, Bonte, is that, you know, I had them at 18 and 19 these first 37 games. So they got to win two of them, and hopefully it would be the Knicks and then Charlotte at home. That'd be your 18 wins. When you go play Lakers, Portland, Phoenix, that's three of the best six teams in the league.
Yep.
On the road. I mean, you'd be fortunate to win one of those three, just brass tacks on it. And the Pacers on the back end of a back-to-back, this can be a weird one again. The Warriors will play the back end of a back-to-back, playing in New York and then going to Indy. The Pacers will have it a week off.
Ugh.
You know, just like Orlando, had a week off. Like, you know, that's – and it's COVID-related, so it's nobody's fault. But it's like, wait a minute, a fully rested one-week team, and you're coming at the end of a road trip on the back end of a back-to-back? That Pacer game looks ugly. So, you know, the Knicks game becomes really critical, particularly hopefully if Steph can come back. And then you're just rolling the dice in that Laker Portland-Phoenix road trip. I mean, those teams are better than you. You know, not that you can't beat a team that's better than you, but if everything went according to how it's supposed to go, those teams are good, and they're deeper, and they're more talented at this juncture. Won't be the case next year, but they're better than them right now.
Yeah. Fitz, always great hearing from you. Thanks for the insight this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, just know, Kate, that when Fonte runs hot, you know, you love that he runs hot, but occasionally he's going to step in it. You know, that's your strength.
And we're going to have to call him on.
Shaft can just wild out. You're never ready for it.
And Fitz, that's what happens when you work jobs, man. I'm running low on energy, man. I may just snap any second here.
Kate can be the Steve Kerr.
Listen, everybody, he knows he crossed the line, but we love him, and he's a big part of our team.
All right, guys and gals. Anytime. Good talking to you guys.
You too, Fitz.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.